keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Out of the pages of history come the thundering drum beats of music. It's rhythm and blues of the 1950s. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Come along with me to Tony's Pizzeria. And hear them sing Lucia with the Roma rock roller. Even opera singers have all become humdingers. They've learned to snap their fingers to the Roma rock and roller. Hey, it all began when some Americans came to sunny Italy. Well, he knocked them cold as he rocked and rolled with the one, the two, the three.
Sorry, that's it, I guess. That sounds like the end right there. Hey, everybody. Hi, and welcome to the April 2nd, not April 1st, but April 2nd, 2015 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. I'm your regular host, Lou Rallo, and I got, some, as usual, some interesting things for you, some unreleased things, one record that's just really odd. No one knows anything about it, but it's really good. And we open up tonight on Apt Records from August of 1958. The Click Clacks with Roma Rock and Rolla. Not Rock and Rallo, but Rock and Rolla. Okay, let's go right now to the Choctaw record label from Valparaiso, Florida, 1959. Here's a group called the Four Mints, who are doing a remake of something that the Drifters did in 1954. And this is What You Gonna Do.
Oh, This is Jimmy Castor of the Juniors, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
Yeah. I'm just 3'3".
As you can see, just 3'3". Nice Kitty Lee there by the Clintonian Cubs on the My Brothers label. 1957 was the year of issue on that one. She's Just My Size. It was Johnny Blake and the Clippers on GD Records from January 1957. Something called, kind of unusual thing, not played too often, I don't think, anyway. Bella Marie, Johnny Blake, and the Clippers, and we opened it up with the Four Mints Choctaw Records from 59, and what you gonna do? All right, let's go to Arizona for the next recording, come out on the Ramco labeled in 1962. This is the Viceroy's. Vice-Roy's and My Heart.
My heart.
My heart.
Down, 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 doobie down, down, walk, 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 down, 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 doobie down, down, walk, 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 down, 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 doobie down, down, walk, 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 doo, doo, doo.
My heart.
Down, down, walk, walk, down, down.
That's that's kind of an unusual recording by the Cleftones. And that was, you heard Herbie Cox and Pat Spann kind of duetting a little bit there with a great group in the background, the Cleftones, and How Do You Feel? On G Records from April 1961. Before that, the Viceroy's Ramco Records 62 and My Heart. Now, this next one is very odd, very strange, and probably very rare, too. I couldn't find anything about the label, the Da Gail label. D-A is one word, then capital G-A-I-L. It's capital D-A, then capital G-A-I-L Records, by a group called the Invaders. And what's one of the oddball things about this is that it was recorded at Super Sound Studios in Wall, New Jersey. I don't know if there was ever a studio in Wall, New Jersey. I also have a feeling that this probably came out in about 1960 from the look and feel of the record collectors know what I mean. If you look, you feel the record and look at the label and the printing and stuff, maybe 60, 61. It's very hard to tell. But it's really, and the name Invaders is really odd too for a group back then. But we're going to listen to it right now. What do you think? I think it's a good idea. And it's pretty good too. You know, it's not a bad record at all. I don't know the date, but here are the Invaders with O, and it's just the letter O. And then the word Lord, oh Lord, and this is not a gospel record.
Want no more fears. I want
sword of the town. Oh, no, what no more heartache, what no more fear, what no more promises, what no more fear.
Because we've got a whole gob of more music for you, you, and you too.
Was quite a set. Now, the last one we just heard was something probably recorded for Beltone, probably, and unreleased. Came out on a Relic CD of the Beltone label, and it was probably recorded around mid-1963 when they were, you know, the label was hot, but that was the Corvairs and The Girl with the Wind in Her Hair. When it first came out, I know some other disc jockey said, that's probably the Jive 5, but it doesn't sound like the Jive 5 at all, so I'm going to say it's not. So, The Girl with the Wind in Her Hair by the Corvairs, unreleased Beltone recording, I guess, Beltone. And just before that, we heard the Stereophonics on Apt Records from 1958, and No More Heartaches. And before that, yeah, I know, you're right, probably later than I said, probably mid-60s or even late 60s, because it had that soul sound to it, on the Day Gale, or Da Gale label. Unknown date, The Invaders, and Oh Lord. All right, now let's see. We got some. I don't have any announcements tonight. That's a good thing, so we can just play more records. And I know I'm going to be on next week. I got some special guests coming up in the springtime, and it is springtime, isn't it? By the way, I noticed the clover is out. Well, most of it is on my lawn, and therefore we're going to play some clover stuff a little later on. But right now.
Whip it up. Bomb do be do. 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 Bomb do be do.
bom doo be doo, bom doo be doo, bom doo be doo.
Dancing with you, I got both feet here on the ground, but my head's somewhere in a cloud when I'm dancing with you. Dancing with you is a groove. I dig the way that you move.
Hey, hey.
But soon you will see how sweet love can be when I'm through
dancing with you.
Oh, 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 my life through, I wouldn't ask for anything more if you stay as close as you are when I'm dancing with you.
Days are my pride and
nice one by the Corvelles on ABC Paramount Records. April of 1962 was the date of issue on that one. That was Daisy. Nice recording. And before that, I didn't tell you, actually, the classics on Stork Records from 1964. Stork and Dancing With You. All right, now, I mentioned the Clovers before, and I'm going to give you some information about them. I'm going to play three songs by them. And even though it's not April Fool's, today it's April 2nd. I'm going to play Fool, 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 but I'm going to play something ahead of that. 1947, three guys at Armstrong High School in Washington, D.C. formed a group, a singing group. They were Harold Lucas, Billy Shelton, and Thomas Woods. They chose the name Clovers because it symbolized good luck, you know, as in four-leaf clover. And it certainly worked for them. And then a little while later, soon, Buddy Bailey joined the group. And then soon also, Matthew McQuater, who replaced Thomas Woods. Then Harold Winley replaced Billy Shelton in 1948. So they started in 47, and they pretty much had the regular group by 1948. They had their first record, though. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, and the flip side is When You Come Back to Me on Rainbow Records in 1950, only on 78. It was never issued on a 45 officially. And we're going to hear, most people play, and I think I've played it, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. We're going to hear When You Come Back to Me in a moment. And by 1950, yeah, as I said, they had the first record for Rainbow. 1951, someone from Atlantic heard about them and signed them up with Atlantic, which was just an absolutely great thing, you know. And they had a big hit with One Mint Julep. And in 1955, they were in a film, a featurette film called Rock and Roll Review. And they went on to the United Artists label in 1958 and 1961, which is kind of diluted rhythm and blues for them. But right now, let's see if we can get the Clovers on. I'm not playing it from a 78. Although I actually have that 78 from a CD on Rainbow Records. November 1950, here are the Clovers, and When You Come Back to Me.
Someday we'll meet again. Life will be sweet again. My heart will beat again.
time that I met you. You looked so doggone sweet when you walked down the street. I said, there goes my meat. That I was too bald for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess I still love you and will always be the same old fool that I was too bald for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too.
I said, darling, are you.
In the evening by the moonlight.
In the
a cappella recording by the Clovers. And no one seems to know the origin of that thing. I'm sure someone does, but it came out on an LP on the Roadhouse label in, I guess, in the 80s. Roadhouse Volume 3 of the Best of Washington and Baltimore Groups. That was the Clovers, a cappella. Amazing, huh? Fool, Fool, Fool preceded that right here. Their first record for Atlantic, August 1951. And we open up with When You Come Back to Me by the Clovers on Rainbow from 1950. A fantastic group, and I hope you enjoyed listening to those three cuts by that great group. And now we're going to go, 45 RPM. on ABC Records from 1956. The record says The Dreamers featuring Johnny Duggan. Here's The Right Time for Love.
It was the evening. The sky was dark. The moon was hazy. Was in the park. It was the night time. It was the right time.
Yes, darling.
For love.
Right time for love.
It was the evening. The stars shone bright.
Sure, I'm a fool. There's no denying.
and keep on trying. I have taken a chance,
taken a chance
on this crazy romance,
crazy romance.
But I'm lost to be found here in the darkness.
Do.
A gem from out on the West Coast right there. Sherry Washington and the Chromatics on the Million Dollars record label, 1955. Here in the Darkness. Just ahead of that, the Dreamers featuring Johnny Duggan, 1956 on ABC. The Right Time for Love. And I didn't announce the title. I guess some of you didn't get the Clovers' lasting a cappella was In the Evening by the Moonlight, an old standard song done up by them. All right, now let's see. We got about, not that much time.
Play. Tell me that you love me, but I'm your very own. But every time I need your love, I find myself alone. And I just can't keep the tears from tumbling down. I just can't keep the tears from tumbling down. I try so hard to satisfy, but all you do is make me cry. I just can't keep the tears from tumbling down. Tumbling down. Ooh, baby, baby, come back.
Well, that wasn't the Saucers. That was Dolores Carroll and the Four Tops on the Chateau label from 1958.
Now, wawa, now, wawa, Tanyan. Now, wawa, now, wawa, Tanyan, Tanyan. Now, wawa, now, wawa, Tanyan.
Many
a schoolgirl in love by the Charmeers. I guess we'll get to the Dolls in a couple of weeks, and maybe next week too. But I think I know the title and everything of the last song we're going to play tonight. And it is by a group called The Bachelors. It is The Bachelors from Washington, D.C. on the International label from 1951. We are going to hear a great record called Is This Goodbye? Thanks very much for listening tonight. May harmony be with you. Good night. Here are The Bachelors.
And I was a perfect fool.